Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all for glad to be here today.
Amen.
You love the Lord today?
Love the Lord.
The church was full. We'll be rocking, won't we?
Amen.
One of these days, it's going to be full.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be full. It's going to come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're living these last and evil days. Things are happening. And people will be going to be filling the church up. Don't worry about it. Just come on and do what the Lord wants you to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Fulfill your job.
That's right.
Your obligation with Jesus.
Yes.
Not with me, not with the pastor, with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to answer to me. You got to answer to who?
Jesus.
And him and who else?
Him alone.
Thank you, Jesus. He's the judge. Jesus is the boss.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He's the only one you have to answer to. My job is to keep each other on the track.
Yes.
That's my job. That's all I have to do. I don't have to beat nobody across the head to live saved. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have to fuss at nobody to live saved. My father said, you got to do it willingly.
Uh-huh.
You got to do it from the heart.
Yes.
You got to want to live saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Live holy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn y'all attention to the 25th chapter of Matthew.
25.
Matthew 25. One of my favorite scriptures. I got all of them my favorite. This one is easy. Y'all follow me on this one. You heard it a few times, but, you know, God could give me 5 or 6 messages out of one verse. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 25th chapter of Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. We are tuned up. Yes. Jesus. He didn't leave us with excuses. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus talking. Hallelujah. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Which took their lamps. And went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. And 5 of them was wise, and 5 of were foolish,
mm-hmm.
stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that? They were stupid.
Uh-huh.
They were foolish, what?
They that were foolish.
Uh-huh.
Took their lamps
and took no what?
No oil with them.
We're going to talk about the oil in a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
It took no oil with them, but the wise took what?
Took oil.
Y'all just have to deal with me. I get excited when I get up here. Thank you, Jesus. And their what?
With their lamps.
Vessel.
With their lamps.
Vessel. We're going to talk about the vessel. All right. Y'all should line those out. Thank you, Jesus. While the bridegroom tarry means wait. He waited. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yes.
And they slumbered and what?
Slept.
They fell asleep while the bridegroom waited. Thank you, Jesus. And the midnight, what? And at midnight, there was a what? A cry.
Right.
Somebody said, Behold! The what coming?
Bridegroom coming.
He said, Go do what?
Go ye out to meet him.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their
lamps.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us your oil. Let us have some of your oil.
For our lamps are gone out.
The lamps are gone out. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But the wise answered, saying, Not so. We ain't finna give you nothing. Let there be what? Enough for who?
Enough for us and you.
But go ye to where?
Rather to them that said.
While they went to go buy and went to the mall. And then what?
The bridegroom came.
Who came?
The bridegroom.
Bridegroom came. And then what?
They were ready.
And they was ready.
They went in with him.
When what?
Went in with him.
To the marriage.
To the marriage. And what happened?
The door was shut.
Just like Noah's Ark. It was shut. Afterward, what happened?
Came the other virgin.
Saying to who?
Lord.
To the Lord.
To the Lord. Capital L now. Y'all pay attention
Lord
to that.
Lord.
Capital L. Lord of Lords. Come on in. To an open. But he answered and said unto him, very, very, verily I say unto you, I know you not.
I don't know you.
And then he said, watch therefore.
For ye
what?
Know neither
the day or the hour
wherein
the Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The 5 and 10 wise, and five of them was wise, and the other five were stupid. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't think. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus, you know, he was telling us this in a parable. You know, he had to do parables to get, you know, man, sometimes they get mixed up. He had to tell them, I'm coming, bring your lamp, and then when I come out, they wouldn't have understood that. They would have been all messed up in their head. What is he talking about? So what he do, he used a parable.
Uh-huh.
One thing about a parable, it's like a movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like you're watching TV and you're watching what's going on TV. The parable in that time, that was TV.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus talked, it made your mind, you know, think about it.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying? Thank you, Jesus. He was telling the kingdom of heaven, huh? Yes. It's like what?
It's like unto 10 virgins.
10 virgins.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't talking about no physical virgins.
Right.
That was just the picture that he was giving them. Thank you, Jesus. And those 10 virgins took their lamps, huh, with them to meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
Now, we ain't talking about the physical wedding. The bridegroom, see, they didn't understand that Jesus was talking about himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Jesus is the bridegroom. But we're talking about a spiritual groom.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all follow me? Jesus is the bridegroom. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to go down. He talked about the what after that? I'm trying to see if y'all following me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, what they do?
They took their lamp.
They took their lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
took no oil.
Well, we ain't talking about a physical lamp.
Right.
Their lamp was like old lamps, you know, that they had to put oil in it. Today we got flashlights and we got all kinds of stuff now. You can just put batteries in it and shine a light any kind of way.
Yeah.
Thank you. But this time they're talking about an oil lamp, but you got to get oil lighted and burn it. But the lamp that we're talking about is the spiritual lamp.
Yeah.
And five of them took extra what?
Oil.
Extra Holy Ghost.
That's right.
They
took some extra spirit with him, huh?
Yeah.
They're going to be prepared.
Right.
And then five of them did what?
They didn't take the...
Uh-oh. Huh? Uh-oh. So then later on, what happened to them?
They were left out.
They ran out of oil.
Yep.
You see, the lamp is supposed to burn, shine. Huh? The lamp was supposed to stay on even when they went to sleep.
Yep.
The lamp still supposed to burn.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. If the lamps was not burning, the people that came to him and said the bridegroom is here, they wouldn't have sung.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's fire right there with the burning. God, come on. The bridegroom was here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how they saw it. When the bridegroom was there to come to the marriage, what happened to the other five? At the mall, looking for all. Wasting their time, looking for all. Man, we ran out of all. They ain't going to give us none. Why y'all won't give us no all? I ain't giving you no my all. Huh? They ran down to try to find to the marketplace, try to find the all. They finally found something, and their lamp was shining when they came.
Knocking on
here.
Can we get some more?
There ain't no more. If I give you mine, I won't have none.
No.
I ain't going to miss this marriage for nothing in the world.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, well, Jesus said, it's going to be a wedding.
All right, now.
It's going to be a nationwide, universal wedding.
All right.
Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
From the sky to the earth, or the whole earth, it's going to be a wedding.
Yes.
And there's only going to be one groom at this wedding.
Yes.
And that was him.
Yes.
And he's letting you know, I'm coming, huh?
Yeah.
When you think not.
All right, now.
Y'all following me?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get this real slow down. Y'all just be patient with me. Thank you, dear. I'm coming. When I come, you better be ready.
All right.
So five was foolish. And they wasn't what?
They wasn't ready.
They weren't ready. Thank you, Jesus. But now, let's go back to the lamp. The lamp is the what? It's the vessel.
The vessel.
And who is the vessel?
We are.
We the vessel.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Amen.
This is what Jesus was trying to say. We the vessel.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the oil is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Inside the vessel.
Yes.
And the vessel shall be full to the brim.
Amen.
And the flame in the lamp, huh, in you,
right,
shall be burning sometimes.
No, all the time.
Huh?
Right.
Every once in a while.
Right.
Huh? Because when the bridegroom comes,
mm-hmm,
he going to the light.
All right.
When Jesus comes, he going to know who's ready.
Alright.
Because he's going to the one that the vessel's burning. Y'all following me now, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all know where I'm coming from, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? He heading straight to the one that got the fire in him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But those five will represent who?
The other five?
The other stupid ones. Uh-huh.
One.
Who they represent?
The dumb man. Yeah.
Huh?
The
one that ain't got time to come to church.
That's right.
The one that ain't got time to say thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
The one that ain't got time to come and praise the Lord with us. Huh?
Yeah.
The one that run out of fire. They have some lamp. If you have some come to church, they have some lamp. You got some?
Yeah.
You never had no lamp.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about all. Thank you to the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's what Jesus is saying.
Hallelujah.
And then what happened? When they came back, they were looking for the five that had the lamp,
mm-hmm,
and then they were still looking for the bridegroom, and they wasn't there.
Huh.
And they went to the bridegroom. We here. We got the oil now. We ready. We ready to go.
Open the door.
Well, let me in. And Jesus said what?
Not sure. I don't know you.
I don't know you. Too late.
I don't even know you.
Other way, what Jesus was saying is, once I come, once I leave, that's it.
He comes.
And it was the same as Noah. Once the gate was shut,
the door was locked.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And then it started raining.
Yeah.
It's too late.
It's too late.
This is what Jesus is basing his story on, thinking the paragraph. And the grave, and what happened? Let's go down there. Where am I?
13
verse. I'm at 13 verse already.
Mm-hmm.
I got up over there that fast. Yeah.
Midnight, the cry was made. Behold, the bridegroom coming.
He come in and did what?
And they go out to meet him. And they rose and trimmed their lamps.
Too late.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand who the vessel is, right?
Right. We the vessel.
And we understand who the lamp is.
Yeah.
Huh?
We the lamp.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
The lamp that holds the R, and the R represent who?
The Holy Ghost.
And then what? What after that? We just gonna be a lamp and just have the Holy Ghost and that's it?
No, our light shall shine.
Light is gonna shine.
Yeah.
Y'all see the light?
Yeah.
It's on, huh?
Yeah.
That light burning now, huh?
Yeah.
All
right.
Holy
that's
Ghost.
Us, huh?
All right.
Holy Ghost.
The fire.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Juice is in there.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's happening now?
It's going out.
Uh-uh. God don't want no flicker.
Uh-oh.
No. Don't want no flicker. What you doing now?
It's
burning, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus is looking for when he comes.
Yeah.
When I'm the bridegroom, and I'm coming to get my who?
My church.
My wife.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be a marriage. Universal marriage.
Yeah.
Everybody going to know this way.
No life.
Huh?
No life.
Trust me. How many people were saved in Noah's Ark?
Eight.
How many?
Eight.
Eight people.
Eight.
Did y'all hear that?
Eight people.
So we don't know how many people going to make it with Jesus.
Amen.
We don't know who's going to be at that wedding.
All right.
Huh? The day of that wedding, the bridegroom come.
Amen.
When he comes, nobody knows.
Amen.
He comes in his own time, but when he comes, he's going to be looking for what?
Light
come quickly.
Jesus, when he comes, he's looking for a study what?
Light.
And that light is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost what?
Shining.
Burning.
Burning.
Down in your soul.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the fire he comes to look for.
Right. It's
got to shine.
Right.
It's got to shine.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about batteries and cars and stuff like that. If a battery got a car, so you... Without a battery, your car can't run.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
You don't believe me? Take your battery out when church out. Go out there and take your battery out. Take it. It ain't going nowhere. Uh-huh. Amen?
Amen.
And then the battery, it just can't work by itself, but Ted. It needs something to keep it what? Keep it charged up, huh? And they call that an alternator. Take your alternator out. I ain't got no tools out there. You take it out. Take it out. But that battery still gonna work. You take your alternator out.
Oh man,
that battery gonna work.
Yeah.
But the lights gonna start getting dim.
Uh-huh.
And don't you stop that car.
Uh-oh, that's
you stop that car,
it's over.
That car ain't going nowhere. You can do whatever you want. It ain't going to work. It takes an alternator to charge that battery up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Keep that battery burning on fire. Because that battery, it operates your car. You're starting up your car. It operates your radio, your lights, your blinkers, everything in your car. That battery operates.
Yes.
Take it out. Huh? But it's got to be charged.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But sometimes in life, you know, we can get a little flicker.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Lord Jesus ain't came. Huh? And we in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
We in the flesh now. We gonna flick a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little flicker.
Y'all see a little flicker there?
Yeah, a little.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what is it gonna have to do?
Gotta charge it up.
How you charge it up?
Praying
fast.
Prayer. That's it.
Prayer. Thank you. You want to add some fasting with it? Add some acid with it.
Amen.
Huh? Fasting is acid. You know, acid in the battery? In the battery?
Yeah.
Just put water in it and no acid. And see what happens. Ain't nothing going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. But when you get it, that's why we come to church on Sunday. Be around the church. Most of the kids are talking. But by the time y'all leave here today, and by the time Friday come along, you might flick a little bit, huh? Y'all flicking there?
Yeah.
All the stuff that you got to go through the week, somebody got on my nerves. Oh, Lord. I still got a little power, though. I'm going.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus, huh?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
By Saturday, you don't got dim, huh? That's why we come to church.
Yeah.
What you don't want to do, you might flick a little bit, huh? But you don't want to go out. Because, see, at that time that you go out, the bridegroom, come on, y'all help me now. Huh? It can happen anytime. So you want to get here on Sunday and sing some songs. Thank you, Jesus. You got a little flicker going on. Thank you, Jesus. And after you get the fire going in your body, huh? Look, oh, there you go. Woo! I can make it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I can make it another week, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, if you think I can't last until Sunday, Jesus, I need some power now. So you gotta take your what with you?
Gotta take your oil.
Huh?
Oil?
So what's the
oil? Holy Ghost.
What I tell you about a battery?
Need some acid.
But what charged the battery?
Alternate.
You gotta take your alternator with you.
Yeah.
Who's your alternator?
The Word of God.
Jesus. The Word of God? Yes. The Word of God, Jesus. You gotta take some time at home somewhere, walking down the street or in the shower, wherever you wanna be, huh?
Yeah.
And if you can't make it here on Sunday and you flick it a little bit, you just call on Jesus and
get grounded, all right?
I love it when we know it's coming to church shouting.
Amen.
Come ready, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Get juiced up. Thank you, Jesus. Get some power down in you.
Yeah.
Prayer. Reading the Word. Loving each other.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's going on? That light on?
Yeah.
This is the way I want to be all the time.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what nobody think about me. Thank you, Jesus. They want to know, I tell you, I got Jesus in me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not waiting till Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep the fire going.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can sing a song in your heart through the week. Pick up the Bible and we read just one verse.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
One verse. And get juiced up. Thank you, Jesus. If that battery in that car is going dead, it's going to go dead. No matter what you do.
Hallelujah.
They got electric cars now, huh? They got cars that don't have gas in it, huh? Just electric motor.
Electric.
Thank you, Jesus. But they only go about 100 miles, you know, 110 miles or 150 miles. And somebody driving down the street ain't watching that gauge, huh? That electric gauge, huh? They're gonna go, uh-oh, what's going on here? Oh, I forgot, this is not a gas car, this is an electric car. And the car's gonna go dead, they gotta stop and plug that thing in.
Alright.
Thank you, Jesus. That's how we is. We gotta stop along the way to plug it in.
Plug it in.
Huh?
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Jesus said we the light.
Yeah.
Huh? The light of the world.
Amen.
When Jesus come to take us out of here, this is where we're gonna have to be right here.
All
right. Now no flicking ain't gonna come along. Huh?
All right.
I guarantee you, somebody gonna make you mad.
All right.
Huh? You y'all hear me?
All right.
I guarantee you something it's gonna get you upset. They're gonna lie on you.
Yeah.
Huh? You know you're innocent. And they're gonna put rumors out on you and stuff like that. But see, when they put rumors on me and lie on me, all I'm gonna do, I'm gonna say, he's gonna lie.
Hallelujah.
He gonna, I go on my own. Have my own revival. I have my own revival. Revival at home. Because Jesus said, vengeance was who?
Yeah.
He said it was his, huh? He said he was what? Well, since Jesus says you're going to repay, you keep me fired up. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, give me some fire.
Yes.
Give me some light.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I like to take a stick and knock that person upside their head. But I can't do that. I can't do that because I'll be flicking. I'll be flicking, huh? No, you don't want to flick, huh? So you can't let the devil, you know, come in between.
Yes.
Huh? And cause you to go completely out.
Amen.
And then when you go completely out and you're looking for the bridegroom, huh? What's going to happen? Jesus, I preach in your name.
Hallelujah.
I taught in your name.
Yes.
Cast out demons in your
yes.
name. Yeah, you did all that, but you're supposed to be like this when I come to get you.
All right.
Huh? See, we got the power.
Hallelujah.
We got the power.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus said that if you just offend. Did y'all hear that?
Come on.
Just offend.
Yeah,
right.
You don't even have to hit me. You don't have to knock me down. Just offend. One at least one. Y'all know that scripture, don't you?
Amen.
And then what he say? What will happen? It's better than what? Oh, y'all think Jesus just was saying that? He just saying that to make us feel good, huh?
No,
why he said
it?
We his sheep.
We his
property. Jesus came here and bought us.
Yes.
He redeemed us from sin.
Yes.
He saved us and then promised us a tree of life. Eternal life.
Yes.
All we got to do is be like this.
Yes.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Flicking and young.
Flicker.
Can't be no flicking and count on. You know, in the church and up, out the church and in the church and out the church and in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Jesus gonna say, make up your mind.
Alright.
Huh? I don't want you cold. Oh, what?
Lukewarm,
huh? I want you hot all the time.
Yeah.
And what's gonna keep us hot all the time is us having each other.
Yeah.
You come here and sing out song on time, God, huh?
Alright.
Did y'all hear me?
Amen.
Didn't y'all feel the song?
Amen.
See, we shining. We shining.
Hallelujah.
It's going to get me through Monday. At least Monday. I know it's going to get me through Monday. Tuesday come along, I'm going to have to call somebody. Y'all got to sing a song with me. I need some help. Woo, Lord have mercy, huh? God know everything.
Yes.
He know we in the flesh.
Yes.
Long as we wrapped up in this flesh is going to fight us.
Yes,
it's going to do things to us to try to. The devil get in your flesh and talk to you.
Yes, he
get in your mind.
Yes, he does.
Your mind is flesh.
That's right.
He can't get in your spirit.
That's right.
But he gets in this flesh.
Yes.
And he'll talk to you.
Yes.
And what you got to do is get behind me, Satan.
Yes. Shine that light.
When that fire is burning down inside of you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You think Satan's going to stay there?
No.
He ain't going to stay there. He got to go.
Gotta go.
But when he see a little flicker,
yeah,
I got you now.
Yeah.
Getting kind of weak there, ain't you, huh? What you got to do?
Got to get back in that light. Shine.
You going to wait till Sunday?
No.
You going to wait till Monday? You got your own private place with God.
That's right.
This is the day that when we come together. Huh?
Yes.
But you got your own private place with God.
Yes.
You don't have to holler, slobber, roll on the floor, flip, turn, flip, and flip. You don't have to do all that.
No.
Just talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Huh? Communicate with Jesus.
Yes.
When you talk to Jesus, let everything go.
Thank you.
All your worries and all your problems, let them go. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus will come and give you some fire.
Yes.
Some fire.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love this I feel good now. I'm good. I know I can make it to Wednesday. I can make it to Wednesday, but Ted, huh? Thank you, Jesus. I got some fire going on now, huh? Thank you, Jesus. See, I have pain in my body. In my hands, my hip, shoulder, and kind of. By Wednesday, I'm going to be in pain. Huh? By Wednesday, I'm going to be in pain. Because that body going to be, oh, Lord have mercy.
Flickering.
Huh? I go to my closet, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. I don't want to take those Vicodins and all that mess the doctors wanted me to take. I don't want that. I want you to take care of this.
Take care of me.
And as long as I walk in that front door right there, I'm ready. Thank God, I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So we want to stay on fire. We want the light to shine.
Yes.
The vessel will have plenty of what in it?
Oil.
Oil. Plenty of the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Ready.
Hallelujah.
So when the bridegroom comes,
right.
What's going to happen?
We're going with it.
We're going with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm wore out now. I'm tired. Now I got that totally me up. But my little demonstration worked, didn't it?
Amen.
All right, right.
Amen.
We don't want no. We don't want none of this. Huh?
Amen.
What is it doing?
It's flickering.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
What is it doing now?
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
We want what? Huh? Fire is on. Thank you, Jesus. Shining, shining bright.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, I never do know what God's going to do to me when I get up here. But I just get up here and do it. Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm a fool for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord for that. We are here. I'm here. Okay, speaking for myself, to help everybody in this room to make it with Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But I want you to know, I'm not going to forget about me now. Huh? I'm trying to make it with Jesus too.
Amen.
But I'm going to do everything I can to help my fellow saint and my sisters and brothers in the church when that bridegroom comes.
Yes.
We all want to go together.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. When we all,
get to heaven.
Get to heaven.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. See, if people, if they just think and read about what heaven is going to be like,
yes,
that's what keeps you going.
Hallelujah.
If most people don't think about heaven because they can't see it.
Amen.
They want to see it. They want to see it now. I want to see what heaven is going to be now. What's it going to be like? And then they'll believe. It's not like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Not like that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God, you know, he have a sense of humor. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to keep it. He wants to be a surprise. Thank you, Jesus. Surprise.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave this up here. I'm gonna take my little Barry up off of here. But every once in a while, when y'all is not, he kind of down. I'm gonna turn that light on. Hey, look at that light.
All right.
Who's flicking in here? Somebody flicking, huh? We're gonna help you stop flicking. We're gonna give you some awe. I'm going to give you some more. Thank you, Jesus. You got that light going to come on. And here it is. Thank you. The word of God just makes you feel good, don't it?
Amen.
Give God a hand praise. Thank you, Jesus. It makes you feel good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.